I am a graduate of Enugu State University. I graduated since 2006. Up till now, no work until OPE came and gave me this work.
Government should ready, those people, they should be ready for war and ready for criminals to come up to our mouth.
Ah, let them not try it, oh. Go Kada OPE, Max, they are easing problem in this, our state, Lagos. Let them not try it, please.
That's painful to hear.
Trust me, it's not even funny. Yeah. Like, going to the streets of Lagos to hear these people talk and share their pain. Like, I could literally feel the pain in their voices and in their eyes.
Yeah. So for those of us that don't know, Lagos State in Nigeria made the decision earlier this week. No, announced their decision earlier this week to ban motorcycles, including motorcycle hailing services from major highways in Lagos. And then we hit the streets, Omolara hit the streets, to talk to some of the riders to see what the thoughts. And you know, we just played a few. That was what you heard was some of the people we talked to. It's really sad. It's painful.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, really, I mean, as a commuter, I know it's painful for me too.
There was this guy, you know, it was like, if the government should ban it, that they'll start pasting it on every street that we are coming to rob this place today.
Okay. Seriously.
That was what the guy said. That's crazy.
Yeah,
so like, it was that angry.
It's definitely going to like increase crime rates if they outrightly ban, but,
yes. Mm-hmm. But is that not an excuse?
I know, that's what I'm saying. The way it is, they're just making it seem like they're taking them off the road completely. I mean, they're just restricted to certain places.
Anyway, let's get to like the conversation around it. But before we start, my name is Muiwa.
I'm Emmanuel.
My name is Titilola.
And I'm Omolara.
Yeah, Emmanuel is a newbie. Welcome. Welcome to the club. Yeah,
thank you.
Anyway, so looking at this whole thing, I mean, there's the Lagos State traffic law.
Mm-hmm.
Fashola released former governor Fashola released one in 2012. Then there was a new one in 2018.
Yeah.
And the reform, the first one in 2012, will actually enable this motorcycle hailing status, because at that time, the then governor decided that they are going to ban commercial motorcycles from major highways, except they use they have an engine capacity of over 200 cc. And that's how I remember Max, because I spoke with the co-founder Chinedu then. That's how Max started. Like, okay, since above 200cc bikes are not banned. That's how I started motorcycle on demand in Nigeria. And now the law, even the reform that exists, like, still allows them.
Yeah, exactly.
So why is the government going against his
against
own law?
It's not clear.
Conflicting.
That's why I said I think that these guys should sue.
Yeah,
I mean, they'll be within their rights
to sue. Yeah, sure.
Unless there's a bylaw that we're not aware of, because there was no bylaw.
Okay,
announced.
So it's funny. And
no bylaw was quoted. So
when they were making the announcement, they still referred to the sector reform laws of 2018.
Exactly.
And the law says all these bikes, it technically says OPE, GoKada,
Max,
all of them, because they operate on over 200cc capacity, they are allowed on major highways. And now they're announcing that they're banned. Does not make
and
sense.
So the one that's even crazy is Keke's tricycles.
Yes.
I don't understand.
We don't even understand that one.
I mean, you don't even really see them on highways.
They can't.
They can't even play highways because it's not safe for them. Mm-hmm. Like, so
they can't.
Now banning them, I don't understand. That's true. We keep forgetting they also ban tricycles. Yeah. Tricycles. Like,
this one's operates in the middle of the street. So I'm wondering, like, why would you ban them from you know?
They're just throwing the word ban around. So.
Anyway, we had our legal and policy columnists write an opinion piece on the whole thing, looking at the legality, like we've discussed, and also possible alternatives or possible ways that it can be approached.
Yeah.
We'll put a link to that in the episode so you guys can read. But we'd like to know what you think so far about it. You know, Lagos has this mega city plan.
Yeah.
And this seems to be part of that.
And yeah. What do you guys think? They want to replace all these things with buses.
Buses.
Yeah, but this plan is for the future.
Buses.
Was it not former Governor Ambode that was supposed to introduce those buses? We never saw them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was how many
like
years ago?
They're like parked somewhere. Like, they're just wasting away.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
But see, in my own opinion, I still think that these, even if they roll out buses, they can't even play.
They're not serving the same purpose.
They can't serve the same purpose, right?
They're not last mile. They can't go to your streets.
No.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, anyway. Let's know what you guys think. But still talking about tricycles and the motorcycles.
Yeah.
In Lagos, now they are banned on highways. But meanwhile, in other parts of Nigeria, so like in Uyo, earlier this That was last week.
Last week, Saturday.
Boots, formerly Taxify, expanded, launched its tricycle healing service in Uyo.
What is Lagos doing?
Really, we don't need more tricycles in Lagos. If I'm being fair, we don't need any more.
Yeah, true. We have so many of them.
Yeah.
So, but it's interesting because I know in March last year, Boat actually expanded to his car hailing service to Uyo, Calabar, and then the whole tricycle thing started with Ope.
Yeah,
they launched in Aban, Kanubo. They are now in like 12 cities, including Uyo.
Yeah.
So it's like Boat is now taking the war to them or something like that.
Yeah, right.
So I mean, I don't know. Let's hope the other states, because they like to copy Lagos a lot.
So that's the fear
like
now.
They like to copy Lagos a lot. I just hope. But I think it's going to take a while before all of that happens. Anyway, let's zoom out of Lagos, Nigeria, and look at Africa. EcoBank launched a sandbox.
Yeah,
fintech sandbox. In partnership with Flutterwave,
Africa's Talking, and some other fintech.
So what's that all about?
Okay, so the sandbox is supposed to be a platform where people in the fintech space can come and test their ideas. You have any innovative solution, just come and test it in this place. And EcoBank is actually releasing their application programming interface, their API, to these fintech players.
So is it all over Africa?
Not all over Africa per se, for 33 African countries.
Oh, that's plenty.
Yeah, that's a lot of
I mean, I know there was a sandbox for Nigeria.
Yes, financial services initiative. So they launched a sandbox that was last year, November, I think.
And it was something similar.
And it's a discussion that has been going on in the African fintech space.
Yeah.
And
I know that because, you know, it's very tough for newcomers to enter the space because of all the CBN, like in Nigeria, for example, the regulations by CBN. I think 1 billion, you have to like 1 billion naira. That's about $1 million, hundreds of millions of dollars. So, but this one now, with this, they can play around, test their ideas,
scatter it.
If it doesn't work, then they can, you know, start over.
So, would they provide them with funding or something?
Not really. If, there's nothing
if it's viable,
So, just to see if your idea is viable,
okay,
to be aware of the kind of regulations that is applicable in your country. So that's actually interesting.
So they're going to incorporate all the regulations in different African countries that they cover.
That's
really cool.
Interesting.
EcoBank is putting his money where his mouth is.
Yeah.
This is not a paid advert, sorry. But I mean, you know, they always call themselves the Pan-African Bank.
Anyway, interesting stuff.
Let's go away from all the technical stuff and talk about something that everybody can relate with. We all use WhatsApp. Anybody here that doesn't use WhatsApp? I know some people that don't actually.
Seriously?
Yeah, sure. They just don't. I will soon join them one day.
Why?
So how do they communicate with people?
They
like,
use phone calls. They use Instagram DM.
Oh, interesting.
Seriously.
Yeah, but they just don't want WhatsApp because
I mean, I get it. I get it because I have a very interesting relationship with my WhatsApp too.
Anyway, long and short, some of us are addicts.
Yes.
Some of us are not addicts. But to the addicts, starting tomorrow, you might not be able to use WhatsApp again.
Really? Why?
WhatsApp no longer supports iPhones running iOS 8 or even a lower version. And if you are using an Android device, it's not going to support a 2.3.7 version or older one.
People still use that.
I was surprised when I saw that.
I have no idea.
I'm sure people still use phones like
that.
Yeah,
right.
Their phones are cheaper.
So users won't be able to create new accounts or even re-verify their accounts. So they are advised to, like, you know, export their chats from WhatsApp and upgrade.
Longer should buy a new phone.
Buy a new phone.
Yeah, this is
no, but there are some cheaper options too, like the KaiOS version.
Yes, so, and then Geo.
There's the MTM Smart T.
Yeah.
That runs on KaiOS and it runs WhatsApp. I think the phone is like 8,000 naira. That's about... Is it $27 or something?
Yeah.
Okay, was it the feature phone I used during my social media detox?
Yes, that was the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Those phones are very nightmarish when it comes to typing.
Trust me.
So if you don't want a handy, just buy a smartphone.
But you know the interesting thing? I've been considering switching phone. Like, if at all I'm going to stay on WhatsApp, I've been considering switching to a phone like that. Why?
Oh, my God.
So it strips away. There's no status feature.
Yeah.
And what other feature is not there?
Before your iPhone is going to be stressful, before you type a message to someone.
I can type with T9.
Oh God, I hate it.
I was a T9 master.
What? I hate it. Like, that's why I never type
text
messages with
phone. You can add words to your dictionary and type very fast.
It's going to be stressful.
Anyway, so still talking about consumer related stuff. Blue The battle between all the networks in Nigeria.
Well, as we like to call it, data wars.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's like, it sounds like Glo is coming back a bit.
Glo, very, very surprisingly, I was shocked when I saw it. They lost 1.67 million subscribers last month. And, November. Yeah. Then in December, the festive period, they regained almost every subscriber.
I wonder why.
I have a theory. So, you know, for some reason, Glo works very well in it seems to work well in a lot of, I don't know about in the Southwest, yeah. Like when I went to my hometown, Glo is perfect there. Right? So it seems like maybe because the founder is from Ijebu, I don't know. But it seems to be the case in many like towns. So maybe when people are traveling for festive period, they just switch to Glo.
That actually makes sense. It's possible.
That even explains the rapid, or should I say, very, very sharp increase.
You said 1.something million.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yes.
But did they lose them again in January? Or
no, they
don't. Oh, they report for January. We'll find out in January.
We'll find out.
So what's happening with Airtel and
MTN? So MTN actually gained up to 1 million.
Wow.
But Glo's 1.6 really trumps MTN. MTN gained about 1.09
million.
What
about Airtel? I thought Airtel was
by its own standard, it's still doing fine, but it was 597,000 subscribers.
Are people getting tired of those ads?
Yeah.
They already got the subscribers they will get.
The data does not last for me.
One day we'll talk about all those things. Yeah. Eh? The truth is, you are using the data you use is what we'll talk about all this is one day.
Okay.
We'll talk about it one day. It's like when you run a tap that the water is coming out slowly. Mm. And when the tap is rushing fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You still
feel
waste. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about that one day. But then Airtel seems to be, anyway, not that I'm supporting them, but they're doing some interesting things around data all over Africa, not just in Nigeria. So even in Kenya, they reduced their out of bundle tariff. So normally when you are on a data bundle and it's exhaust or finishes, you switch to, like in Nigeria, like MTN for example, they switch you to 3 naira per MB, which is very expensive. You are supposed to be on a data plan.
Yeah,
mostly that's how it is for most telcos in Nigeria. But Airtel has dropped in Kenya. Airtel Kenya has dropped its out of bundle to 1 shilling per 5 MB.
One Kenyan shilling.
So 1 Kenyan shilling is like 3.6 naira. So that amounts to like roughly 5 times less
than the cost in
Nigeria.
Yeah.
So I mean, that means when you're not even on a data bundle in Kenya,
you browse cheaper
than if you're on the data bundle in Nigeria, because 1 gig you get roughly 700 naira.
Mm.
Interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's a data war there too.
They reduced it from 21.
Wait, it was 21 shillings before.
Yes. That was mad. Wow.
How the heck was
it? Very, very, very drastic.
That's like 17 naira or something.
Mm.
That was too expensive.
That was expensive. It was really expensive.
I think they would have to start
competing. So what's the reasoning behind that? That means back then, people would just be on the data bundle because it's expensive to be on the data bundle. So what are they trying to do now? Are they realize that maybe many users are not subscribing to data bundles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're targeting like rural areas and people and they just feel like, okay, if we can just make it cheaper for them to access without the data bundle, maybe.
And also they can do that because they don't have floor control.
Yes.
So they can do anything they like.
So
Safaricom, they might need to start competing with Safaricom.
Well, Safaricom is very big in Kenya.
Yeah, that's
like they're like 70% of the market. Competition.
Yeah, they are major competition. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, that's all the interesting stuff this week. But before we go away, Google launched the Google Developer Space
in
Lagos, Nigeria. The first in Africa. I don't like saying sub-Saharan Africa. The first in this region.
Sub-Saharan.
Because they launched one in San Francisco and Singapore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's good news because it's supposed to be a space for the ecosystem, for the tech ecosystem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can come there and use it individually. You can host events there, hackathons, and it's all free.
It's free.
Free of charge.
That's,
like, that is...
That's what we want to hear.
That's magic.
But if you are hosting an event there, the event has to be free.
Yes.
So it must be a free event, and then you can use it free. Mm-hmm. I think this is a 120-seater capacity.
Yeah.
That's okay for a meetup. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're doing any... a lot of people that want to do meetups. They can use that's really good news. I mean, Google is trying to support the ecosystem, which is nice.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's only so much that everybody can do. Like, there's so much to be done. So Google is doing their own. I think TechPoint's shameless plug. TechPoint is playing his own role too. So earlier this week, we announced PitchStorm. For those of us that don't know, PitchStorm is a part of TechPoint Build, our event that is coming in April 2019. So PitchStorm is a startup competition. Last year, we had 12 startups compete from across West Africa. I think from Sierra Leone, Senegal, Ivory Coast, Ghana, and Nigeria, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the winning startup, Estate Intel, went home with $10,000 equity fee.
Yes.
So the prize money remains the same this year. So if you run a startup, early stage startup, I mean, the criteria, we'll put the link in the episode notes so you can see the criteria. But it's mostly targeted at early stage startups in West Africa. So apply now to pitch and you can win $10,000 for your startup.
You just visit build.techpoint.africa to learn more.
Yes,
build.techpoint.africa. Obviously, we're going to put it in the episode notes.
And I also think we should put this link to Google Developer Space so people can read
all of the stories that we've talked about.
We'll put the links for all the stories.
Yeah, so aside PitchStorm, before PitchStorm, we're hosting SME Clinic.
Yes.
SME Clinic.
So if you're a small business owner, don't forget, just save Saturday, February 29, 2020 on your calendar. Come and learn how to take your business to the next level with the help of technology.
Wow. Yes. Yep.
We want to teach you. It's absolutely free. Thank you for asking that question.
It's free. Wow.
It's free. Wow, wow. So if you run a small business, if you know anyone that runs a small business, your friend, your colleague, your family member, tell them about this opportunity.
That your friend is always putting the hair or whatever they sell, or shoes or shirts on
this is going to
WhatsApp
help them
status.
Grow their business, teach them a lot of things. So visit smeclinic.techpoint.africa to learn more and register.
Yep.
Don't forget February 29, 2020.
Tell someone to tell someone to tell someone to bring someone along.
You know it.
Yeah.
See you there.
See you there. All right. Thanks for that, Titi. So, guys, don't forget again, this is still the TechPoint Africa podcast. We are always looking forward to comments from you. We would like to hear from you.
Yeah.
You can, if you have any thoughts about anything, whether it's the motorcycle and tricycle ban in Lagos.
We would like to hear your opinion. Yeah,
exactly. What else did we talk about today?
Fintech.
The fintech sandbox, what it means for the ecosystem, the data wars in Nigeria and Kenya. And all of that. We'd like to hear your thoughts. You can tweet at us at techpoint.ng. That's D-O-T-N-G. TechPoint D-O-T-N-G on Twitter. You can use the
hashtag TechPoint Africa podcast.
You can also email us anonymously if you want to insult us. We accept it. Create an anonymous email and send it at podcast@techpoint.africa. And don't forget, every story that we referenced in this episode, we'll put it in the episode notes so you can go there and read more.
Yeah.
What else?
And you can find us everywhere.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud. Let's say iTunes. Tune in, rather. Yes. Everywhere you find your podcast. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review.
Yes, it helps a lot.
Yes, it helps other people find us. Right, and rate us, please. Thank you.
So we'll see you guys again. You will hear from us again next week. This is still the TechPoint Africa podcast. And my name is still Muiwa.
I'm Titi Lola.
I'm Olara.
And I'm Emmanuel.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.